You are now listening to the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Hashtag no offense uses strong language and is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Hashtag no offense.
Back to another episode of the Hashtag No Offense Show. My name is Chris, joined as always by the lovely Duchess.
Hello.
And as you could probably tell, we're paying tribute to the late, great Black Panther.
Yeah.
Chadwick Boseman, R.I.P.
Don't tell me, like, when I saw that in the theater, I was chanting with them. I was like, Umabe!
It's not the end.
Aw.
That was a nice fan-made tribute with some of his clips on it that I was using
But it's weird because I don't know if anybody else knew. I never knew that he had cancer.
I don't think it was a public thing. I think he kept that pretty private, which is kind of incredible that he was in all the Marvel movies and like he had other projects going. He was doing that like in between cancer treatments and like
And it was like stage 3 colon cancer. It wasn't like he found a lump or anything. Like he was in the shit.
He was in the shit.
But he still made time to go to kids' hospitals and try to build them up, the ones that are sick that have cancer as well. It's just, I don't know, it's a hard thing to go through, no matter who you are.
No, it's for sure. And I mean, that one, typically when there's celebrity deaths, I don't really get hit. You know, like I don't get shook by celebrity deaths so much because I don't know, like nobody that I've ever really resonated with has, you know, like it's just never gets to me. But like when I heard that one, we were just watching a movie. We rented the new Bill and Ted, which I'm sure we'll get into that. But as soon as it was over, you pick up your phone and you were like, Black Panther died.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what? And you were like, Black Panther died. And I like, what?
Yeah, because
like,
he didn't even, I mean, this is really, he didn't look sick.
Well, when they showed the side-by-side picture, like, towards the end, you could tell, like, he lost a lot of fucking weight, you
know?
That's
the chemo.
Yeah, he, but, like, you know, I heard Bobby say, I think it was Bobby said, that, you know, like, he just thought maybe he was on some, like, fucking, maybe it wasn't Bobby. So I heard somebody say today, you know, because people have started talking about it.
Of course.
That, you know, like, man, he was losing weight, but I thought maybe it might have just been like a Hollywood diet or, you know, like fucking for a role,
well,
you know,
they
like
got
training.
The people that are saying that he does drugs, so they're calling him Crack Panther.
Who?
It's just internet trolls.
Internet fucking sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I think another reason why it hit a little bit tougher for me was that of his age. I mean,
yeah, he's 42?
43, I think.
Okay.
But I mean, like, even still young. And that's close to a lot of us, you know, like,
sure.
And I don't believe that I'm at the age in life where I'm ready to start, like, seeing people my age, you know, like, it's
sure.
tough. Like,
or it being to the point where we actually have to worry about ourselves. Because honestly, you and I, we don't go to the dentist. We don't go to the doctor.
I do. I mean, I go to check.
Only if I make your appointment. I haven't done that.
I get checkups every year.
Every year. Well, I do because...
I do my blood work. I do all that shit.
We have to for insurance. But I feel like if I felt there was something wrong, I mean, I'm the type of person that probably would wait till it was too late, unfortunately. Because you don't think anything of it.
I do. I've been trying to push you into, you know, being in better health for a long time. And
I know. Then you buy me these regular ass Cokes.
Because I'm stuck in a rock and a hard place of should I make you happy or should I fucking, you know, make you healthy?
Well, having Cokes in the fridge doesn't really...
I'm an enabler. I'm a people pleaser. I'm a fucking Midwest people pleaser, goddammit.
I'm happy with or without them. It's more of a treat. Like once in a while, if I go out, I'll be like, oh, I'm going to get me a Coke.
Yeah.
And now I got a fridge full.
Well, I mean, you know, again, rest in peace, Chadwick Boseman. We're obviously big Marvel dorks, you know, so I mean, like, Black Panther is, he was in a ton of movies. Like, I looked at his IMDb because I recognized a few things he was in. Like, he was in 42, he played Jackie Robinson.
Yeah.
He was in a Netflix movie that's been in my list forever. It's called Message from the King, and it looks fucking pretty cool. And I know Bobby did say he watched that, and it was good, so I'm going to watch that soon. But I forgot he was in that movie Draft Day. You remember that football movie with Kevin Costner and he was the GM for the Browns? I fucking totally forgot that he was the player.
How would you put that together? He was a nobody, really.
Nah, not back. I mean, that was only 14, dude. Well, that wasn't that long ago.
No, it wasn't, but it wasn't like he was Leonardo DiCaprio.
God, it's always Leo for you. Jesus Christ, man. Like, there's other people in the world besides fucking not Leonardo.
For me, and when I saw that he might be playing the Joker, I'm like, that's the only way I'll see that fucking Batman movie. I'm
not trying to watch no fucking Batman anyway, dude.
Batman's the only one I'll watch.
The other Joker's been on HBO for months, and I've just been looking at it, and I'm like, I ain't trying to watch it.
I heard that's sad. I don't want to watch it. I heard it's, like, fucked up and... like, it's all mental and depression, and he
that's
was
life.
Crazy.
It's mentally depressing. Life is just mentally depressing.
It doesn't have to be.
You got to find balance.
You try. All right, sensei.
You got to find that balance.
All right, Daniel, son.
When his family announced on Twitter, you know, that like what had happened, that he had passed, it broke the record for Twitter for the most likes on a tweet. It got 5.2 million likes on that tweet. Which broke the previous record was something that Obama tweeted about, like, something, like serious, Obama like, racial-related, like, racial tensions or something a few years ago. Mm-hmm. I forget what the actual tweet was for that, but it broke that record, man. Like, respect for
some fucking T'Challa. They're just not movies. They're just not movies. They mean a lot more to a lot of people.
No, well, especially the gravity of that character, too. Yeah. I mean, he made a large portion of people that had no representation represented, and that was big, man. Black Panther was like not just a comic movie, like it was like a cultural phenomenon. I don't know, like, you remember when that shit came out, like it was fucking popping, man.
Mm-mm.
We went and saw that in the theater, man, and it was awesome. I fucking loved the vibe, like you said, when the fight came on and everything at the end, man. Like it was a cool ass vibe in that. But then again, like I said, we're Marvel dorks, and not to take anything away from the seriousness of the situation, you know, I mean, obviously he's gone, and that's first and foremost, and that's what's most important for his family. But like, I start thinking, I'm like, well, shit, Black Panther 2 was on the next phase. Like, what are they doing with, what are they going to do with that? And I'm sure Marvel knew what was going on because he couldn't hide that for all those years. They got to have something, because I thought, well, did they have any of it filmed? No, they couldn't have had any of it filmed, you know? And I started thinking about it, and my thoughts initially, you know, like before the day started, because obviously we're coming out a couple days late now, and I've had a chance to hear some of our friends' shows. Before I heard any other feedback, the thought I had was that they were going to probably try to resurrect Michael B. Jordan.
That's what I was thinking while you were talking.
Because that's the thing that a lot of people don't really understand, that Black Panther is a title. He's not a character. Right. So Black Panther is basically like the president of Wakanda. You know, like he could fuck anybody could fucking
beat
take
him.
Well, not anybody
well,
could do it,
fought.
But like you could take
he
up
fought for it
for
the
right.
First one.
Yeah, for the right.
Yeah,
and. I my original thought was they're going to try to find some way to bring Michael B. Jordan back because he was a good actor, you know, like
that's
he.
All right.
But then I'm going to give the props to the plunge, man. Like they don't do it a lot, but sometimes they talk some fucking sense.
Okay.
And they were talking about it, and one of them said his sister Shuri.
Yeah.
Because I'm not up on the comics. I haven't bought a comic book since fucking 97. I don't know where story arcs went and what, you know. Anything about it, but from what I when they said this, I looked into it a little bit. From what I understand, Shuri actually was Black Panther in the comic for a little while.
Okay,
so I thought
that makes sense.
That would be a fucking baller ass move if they make her the next Black Panther and they continue it on and they come up with a story arc with her doing it. Because then, if you think about it, Iron Man's dead now, and
his daughter.
They have the, I don't know if she'll be the actual character, but they have a character called Ironheart, who's like a 15-year-old girl that wears the Iron Man armor and whatnot. See, because, you know, and I'm going to expose my, if I haven't already, I'm going to expose my dorkness. I play this Marvel game, you know, on the cell phone. I've been playing this Marvel game for like two fucking years, so I've learned about characters I didn't even know existed. And One thing with that too is Spider-Man ties in with Shuri somehow, and I don't know exactly how. But in the game, there's a special event from time to time. And it's called the Princess and the Symbiote, and it's got like fucking Miles Morales hooking up with Shuri, and they do shit, and it's got Carnage and Venom involved and whatnot. I don't know how that ties in, but I was Googling it online, and there's tons of fan fiction involved with Shuri and Spider-Man, and they're saying, is Shuri going to be in Spider-Man 3, and blah, 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 and I'm like, damn, man, that might be a good fucking look, because it's the next clash, you know?
If he's the Miles Morales Spider-Man, then where's Tom Holland?
I don't know. I mean, you know the MCU doesn't necessarily follow everything to the letter, so I guess
there could be two.
And they teased that Spider-Verse live action too with all of them. So I mean, you never know. But I mean,
they've got so many directions.
They got a lot of directions, and because I thought maybe when Endgame happened that they were going to start going younger. You know what I mean? Like with the kids and that. And I don't know if it's an actual character, but I mean, Ant-Man's daughter had some fucking thing or whatever.
Right.
And again, like the game I play, like everyone's classified by what they do, and there's a power armor group, and it's like Falcon, fucking Pepper as Rescue, Ironheart, you know, like War Machine, all them. They're all like, they fucking team up and they work together and shit. So I'm like, damn, man, I wonder if they're going to do something like that. And then they got the new kids coming up, like I think it's the New Avengers or the Young Avengers or something, and they're supposedly making this movie called Squirrel Girl.
Isn't it weird?
Here's why I don't hate it. Because either Anna Kendrick has wanted to play her.
Oh, man.
Or
she looks like a fucking squirrel.
Or my girl from the AT&T commercial that everybody's fucking freaking out about.
Right? Libby or whatever her name is in the AT&T commercial?
Lily.
Lily. Yeah. I was close.
Everybody, dude, I've had a crush on her since AT&T fucking started putting her on TV and shit. And then recently, like, Riley was showing me pictures and shit because she got some big old titties and that. And
oh, yeah.
So she's been in the news for that, and I think that they want her to be Squirrel Girl, and that's like the new wave of the Avengers or whatever. I'm like, maybe they're gonna go young, dude. Maybe it could be Shuri as Black Panther and Ironheart and Squirrel Girl and all them fuckers.
Lily would be good as Squirrel Girl. I think Anna Kendrick's too skinny to be a squirrel.
I think she's too old to play the part, to be honest with you.
Okay.
And I'm just being.
Squirrel's got junk in the trunk, and she got no junk.
Who got no junk?
Anna Kendrick.
She's fucking fine to me. What are you talking about?
It's too skinny.
As I was looking stuff up about Black Panther, though, trying to find out, like, you know, the actual storylines with Shuri and that. Do you know, I'm gonna give you a little pop quiz here. I'm gonna give you a dork pop quiz.
All right.
Do you know what role Chadwick Boseman originally auditioned for? Because it wasn't T'Challa.
Is it a black person role?
No.
And
in the MCU, though.
Okay. Was the character in the movies?
In what movies?
Any of them.
Yes.
That we've already seen.
Yes.
Okay. So let's see. I mean, I don't want to say Spider-Man because I can't see anybody but Tom Holland playing Spider-Man.
That's so funny.
Why is it Spider-Man?
No, because he's like, so Tom Holland's like so new school. He's only been Spider-Man for fucking five minutes, and you're like, I could never see anybody but Tom Holland.
He did so well. Like I've said before, I'm like Tobey Maguire.
So for the day, Tobey Maguire was a good fucking Peter Parker.
He was all.
He wasn't a good Spider-Man, but he was a good Peter Parker.
Yeah, he was a good Peter Parker.
For the day.
Okay, so would it be original or would it be original meaning Spider-Man, Iron Man?
No.
So it's probably Guardians related? Is it Guardians related?
Warmer.
I'm going to go with not Drax, because Drax has to be the way that he looks. And it can't be Groot, because I feel like he would want more of a part. Because, like, Vin Diesel's old and washed up, so he can just say, I am Groot.
Vin Diesel's old and washed up, she says. Oh, wow, shit. Yeah. He lives his life a quarter mile at a time. Give him that, dude. What do you mean he's old and washed up?
Oh, well, he's old and washed up, so he just says, I am Groot, and gets paid, and he's fine with that. I want to say Star-Lord, then.
You're so right and so wrong at the same time.
So is it?
He originally applied. I said that three times today. He auditioned, not applied. He auditioned for the role of Drax.
What?
Yes. What? And I'm like, I don't know, like, because even Drax, like, from back in the Infinity War, like, comic books, he was bigger. He kind of was built, like, not quite like Hulk, but he was, like, he was bigger.
Well, that's why the guy that plays Drax, I know he lives in Tampa, Dave Bautista.
Yes.
He
lives in Tampa?
Yeah, he lives in Tampa.
No, shit.
Yeah.
You know him?
You've been kicking it? Well, I seen him on, like, Good Morning the Bay or some shit.
Why are you watching,
like,
Good Morning the Bay?
Good Morning Tampa Bay. I don't know. It was just on one morning, and it was him in his fucking mansion with his, like, 17 dogs, and he's just, like, walking around and shit.
Yeah?
So...
Well, you know what? Wrestlers do live here. Like, wrestlers retire here and wrestle... Yeah, this is, like, a wrestling community, because Hulk was here and Cena lived here.
Yep.
And remember when we did the wrestling show, like, a fucking, it feels like 100 years ago, yeah. And we were interviewing those guys, like, a lot of them were saying there's a lot of old wrestlers here.
Right.
Like, Tampa's a spot for that.
Yeah,
so that
but
makes
that's
sense.
Why I didn't say Drax, because Drax I don't know, because I didn't watch the comics, but once you see them, it's hard to picture that character as anything else.
Well, here's where you're kind of right. The last thing that Bozeman is going to appear as Black, or not as Black Panther, but in the MCU, is going to be on that Disney Plus show that I was talking about, What If?
Uh-huh.
Because they're doing a story arc, What If He Became Star-Lord?
Oh, no way.
Yeah, so the actual thing that he's going to appear in last in the MCU that's already, I guess, been finished is when that What If series starts streaming on Disney Plus, and he's going to be Star-Lord. So I thought that was pretty
awesome.
Fucking dope.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like the concept of What If anyway, because it does a lot of stupid shit like that. You know, what they'll do, like, if something turned out a certain way, they'll say, what if it didn't, or what if something this,
well,
or what if
like
something that.
Well, that's like the end of the Spider-Verse movie. That's all What If stuff, kind of. Because it's just different dimensions, and it's funny to see, well, it's not funny, but it's cool to see all the different versions of the same character.
I love that. That's one of my favorite movies, man. And it's not like a Marvel thing, you know, it's a Sony thing. Like, it's so funny that it just happened that way, but, you know, I love that movie. I can't wait until they implement that shit.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be good. And that's actually, well, hey, can I tell you about hemp bombs? CBD?
Oh, yeah. Let's do our ads. We can't forget.
Hemp Bombs is the official CBD of hashtag No Offense Show, and are specifically formulated to provide consumers with a quality CBD product at an affordable price. The many benefits of Hemp Bombs include reduced anxiety, increased sense of relaxation, reduction of aches and pains, mood enhancement, and deeper, more restful sleep. Hemp Bombs come in a wide variety of different products, including oils, gummy suckers, vapes, and even products for your pet. Also, lip balms and bath bombs.
Ooh.
And every other thing that they've been dropping. They've got such a wide array of products that they've been dropping lately. It's insane. There's something for all tastes at hempbombs.com. While there, use code HTNOS, save 20% on whatever you decide is going to be the best fit for you.
We need more samples.
I need to reach out to them. I've been kind of being lax because of COVID. I haven't... before COVID, I didn't have to ask. Like, they made it rain.
Well, it was a different rep. It
was a different rep. But, I mean, they're
we
still...
We need samples.
Yeah, they're still on top
I
for me.
I need some balms and some bath
bombs. You need some balms?
Yeah.
Let me reach out and see if I can get you some lubrications for your lips.
Okay.
We're also sponsored by Onnit.com. Onnit is a health and fitness juggernaut dedicated to delivering complete and total human optimization. Through a wide array of products and supplements, Onnit combines cutting-edge science, earth-grown nutrients, and time-tested strategies to help people reach their peak performance. You know about Alpha Brain. You know about all that shit.
I do.
You know what the best part about Alpha Brain is, or any of their supplements, is that if you try it and you decide that you don't like it, they'll tell you to keep it and they'll give you your money back.
Oh, wow.
That's what's up. See, and I've had a couple people actually reach out to me and they say, hey, what's the deal with the Alpha Brain? Does it actually work? You know, like, I'm thinking about buying it, but I'm on the fence. Like, does it do? And I'm very honest. I said, look, it's not like you're taking a fucking magic pill. It's a very subtle jolt.
Stimulus.
Is all it is, man. It makes you just, I feel like it makes me a half a step.
I can tell a difference if I take it or if I don't take it. I feel just like I have more to say. And there's not as many gaps. Like, I didn't take any today. I'm just drinking my Coke.
We're just coming in loosey-goosey. I mean, it's a Tuesday fucking night, dude.
Is it Tuesday, right?
Hell yeah, it's a Tuesday night. We were supposed to drop this episode 48 hours ago, and we just, you know what, for whatever it is, we just didn't do it.
We had a long weekend.
We had a lot going on over the weekend, and we couldn't figure it out. So,
I mean, tell my funny story about the bathroom?
Well, hold on. if you want to see what the it's all about, go to onnit.com/htnos. Save 10% on whatever you choose to make yourself a better version of yourself. And I can't recommend it enough. I'm I take the Alpha Brain like crazy. Whenever I do a show, I take the Alpha Brain. They've got supplements. They've for everything. They got workout equipment. They got whatever you need. Like I said, whatever you need to make yourself a better version of yourself. Because it's about optimizing.
It's good shit.
It's about optimizing. Mm-hmm. What is your story that you're talking about?
So the boy's drain was all fucked up because it's old and it didn't do what it was supposed to do. So this weekend we did a lot of yard work and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do this bathroom thing because we need to fix that drain. So I replaced the drain and then I was replacing the handle that turns the water on and off. And I didn't turn off our water.
Oh. So. I walked in on you and you were sitting there drenched like a fucking dog got left out in the rain, dude. You just had drips coming down off your nose and shit.
It was terrible because something I learned is pay attention to the brand of shower that you have, because if you replace that with a different brand, it's not going to work because the piece that goes into the wall is a certain kind of piece. So we had a Delta and I had bought some other brand and I couldn't put that one on there because the fixture was different.
Like,
so,
you're trying to plug in an Xbox controller to a PlayStation.
Pretty much, yeah. So I couldn't do it. I couldn't use it. But when I took the handle off and I was jiggling like the cartridge that's in there, try to get it out to replace it, the whole thing just popped off and there was water everywhere. And I'm trying to like shove the thing back into the hole to like stop the water. And I'm just spraying myself. I was, like you said, I look like a wet dog because I was soaking wet. So then I had to go outside and turn the water off. But same. Now I know for next time.
And I think while this was going on, I was outside trying to fuck with the pool because I couldn't get the pool to work right. Something was off with the pool. I don't even remember what was going on, but I couldn't figure it out.
Because we unplugged the vacuum and it fucked up the flow.
I couldn't get my pipes right. Like,
right.
Shut out to DJ from The Untrained Eye because he is my pool wealth of knowledge, and I spoke to him on the phone last week. I called him up for a simple like question about the pool because we're in the process of ditching our pool service and I'm going to be the pool boy. And I had a simple question for my aquatic engineer, and an hour and a half later I was like, hey bro, we just did a whole ass podcast, so I gotta let you go.
Right.
But yeah, he's helping me out with what we need with the pool. So.
Yeah, we need to do that.
I'm lost without it. It's simple, but it's not, you know?
No, right. And it's just a matter of doing it. That's why we pay somebody to come over, because one, we don't know what we're doing. And two, we have to do it every week. And it's just an additional chore that we have to do. It's like, cut the grass, go to the pool store every week, you know?
And I mean, no excuses, but I mean, that's a lot why, you know, we just didn't record this week. We had a lot going on. We had dinner plans on Friday. You know, we came home, we had dinner and a movie plan, actually. You know, we came home and we spent the $20 to rent Bill and Ted 3, which...
Oh, yeah. Well, when we went out to dinner, your uncle got mad at me because I tried to be nice and, like, put our expensive dinner on our own tab and then got yelled at because he said he's not poor.
Well, here's the thing. And, I mean, like... Feel free, anyone that's listening, to correct me if I'm wrong, but since COVID, we haven't been in like going out to eat in a restaurant, and typically we do. Typically we enjoy going out to eat at least once a week. I mean, even if it's something stupid like fucking B-Dubs or Beef O'Brady's or something stupid around here, we'll go out and just hang out, you know, for a night, and we haven't been able to do that. So when it was my cousin's birthday and we were invited to go out for dinner, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going all out. So I got me a big ass filet. I was like, add the lobster tail. Fucking, I want it all. I'm ordering like I'm fucking out here just, you know, dollar bills and shit. And then he's like, well, I'm paying. I'm like, well, not for me, motherfucker. I wouldn't be ordering like that. And he got so angry.
I know.
Like, why would I invite you out if I wasn't going to pay? And I'm like, why would I order like a dickhead if I thought you were going to pay?
Well, that was my thing. Like, I didn't want to expect him, even though he does always pay for the birthday dinners. It was just, I felt like a different occasion where we were coming out and it was everybody and we knew that we were going to overorder. So I thought I was doing the right thing. But then I was thinking, I'm like, it's the same as when we invite them like for Christmas and stuff and then they give me money. I'm like, you don't have to pay for your own food.
Especially on a holiday that we host.
That's what I mean.
I guess. I don't know. Like I said, I wouldn't have ordered like a dickhead. I wouldn't have ordered a fucking 10-ounce filet mignon with a lobster tail and shit. Like, I wouldn't have done that. Who does that?
I felt bad because he felt like I thought that I don't know what he thought. Like, he thought that I thought that he's like, we make good money. I'm like, it's not about that. But then I got up and walked over to the waitress. Like, I went up to go to the bathroom. I actually went to the waitress. I'm like, hey, can you put it all in one check? I didn't know my uncle was going to pay. And I got yelled at saying that he wasn't poor. So So can you just put it back on one check?
Yeah. And
but
normally,
it was still a good time.
That's his character a lot. Like, he's very aggro anyway, but, like, you could tell that it wasn't, like, I'm aggro, but I'm joking. Like, he was, like, kind of like, fuck
Chelsea
y'all.
Chelsea was rubbing his back and shit. I'm like, all right, is that serious? I was just trying to be nice.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're all a little feral right now.
I know.
I mean, like, we haven't been around people as much as we usually are. We haven't been out doing simple tasks like having dinner in public. I mean, like, it's just, we're out of practice is all it is, I think. Mm-hmm.
I just think that, I mean, I'm the same way. If I invite you somewhere, I'm going to pay. But I just feel like it was just different.
Hello, Microsoft.
Because we haven't been out in so long.
Yeah, no, you're right. But we finished up with that, and then we came home and spent $20 to rent Bill and Ted 3.
But we won't spend $30 to rent Mulan.
No, we won't, because I don't pay for Bill and Ted Plus every month, where they're already getting me for money. They're already getting me, if Disney Plus gets money out of us every fucking month, for what, $10, $12,
something
whatever
like that,
the fuck
I
it is?
Know.
Yeah, I don't pay for Bill and Ted Plus, so I pay the $20 and rent it. And let me just ask you this.
Okay.
Because as we were watching it, you told me that you didn't remember ever watching the first two, which I call bullshit, because there's no way that you've been with me for 20 fucking years and you have never seen Bill and Ted or Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
No, I have. I just remember bits and pieces. I don't remember the whole movie. Like, if you talk to Almy, he can probably recite every line to those fucking movies because he's watched them 100 times. Not that movie specifically, but just movies in general.
Okay.
Because, you know,
you
if
that.
He really likes something, he'll rewatch it and he can memorize it. I remember the movies. I just don't remember.
I memorized a movie once.
Was it Mighty Ducks?
It was Wayne's World.
Oh, my God. I think everybody
Dude,
memorized
I,
it.
I loved Wayne's World. I could probably still do it now.
You loved, like, Wayne's World because of Cassandra.
And her name was Cassandra.
And her fucking red Teddy or
Tia Carrera, fuck yeah, dude. You couldn't do better than Tia Carrera in 91, man.
No way, man. She was sexy.
If somebody got the ball rolling for me right now, I could probably bust out at least a few minutes of Wayne's World.
I'm not the one.
Because I know, it opens up and they're doing a show. Like, I probably couldn't do the show, but then when he comes upstairs, he's like, let me bring you up to speed. My name is Wayne Campbell. I live in Aurora, Illinois, which is a suburb of Chicago. Excellent.
Yes.
I've had plenty of Joe jobs. Nothing I'd call a career. Let me just put it to you this way. I have an extensive collection of name tags and hairnets.
Pretty good. I couldn't do that. All I know is Wayne.
I live with my parents, which I admit is both bogus and sad.
Oh, you were just pausing because it paused in the movie? Because
he walked outside.
Oh my. But you got to walk like him.
But at least I have an amazing cable access show, and I still know how to party. And then they pull up in the car, Garth and them, and he's like, ah, the Mirthmobile.
The Mirthmobile. Party on, Wayne.
Yeah.
Game on.
I don't even know where to fuck her. Oh, but yeah, so if you don't remember those movies, the first one, dude, I remember watching it from the video store when I was 8 years old, dude.
Yeah.
We rented that bitch, and I watched it like till it popped, man. Mm-hmm. I loved that shit. We're going to have to watch it again.
Okay.
But I had no expectations for this. That we've talked about remakes and reboots and fucking unneeded sequels.
Keanu Reeves looked way old.
I said that when we played the trailer, and you were like, it's probably just CGI or makeup. And I'm like, right.
If you look at any of the other pictures of him online, like when he's taking pictures with fans,
he don't look like that.
He don't look like that.
That's what I'm saying. It had to be prosthetic, right? Or something.
It's got to be. But why would they want to make him look that old?
For the effect that they're that old.
Because it's funny, though. Maybe because I don't see pictures of the other guy, but he looked like he should look like that.
That's just how the motherfucker looked. Yeah. He was on Rogan a couple years ago because he's actually a director now. Like, he did, like, an indie film about the dark web or something.
Don't they all?
Yeah, I guess. You can't ride off being Bill S. Preston Esquire and Vampire 3 from fucking Lost Boys forever,
yeah,
dude. I mean, like, if those are your two things, they could probably take you deep into the 90s, but then you're going to have to do something.
No, right. And even, like, Ralphie from the Christmas Story was all into porn and stuff. I think he was a porn producer or something.
Fuck off. No, he wasn't.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I know he's all hooked up with, like, Vince Vaughn and them. Like, he was either the producer or the director for, like, The Breakup, and, like, he runs with Vince.
Oh, okay.
Like,
he was in the porn for a while.
You for real?
Mm-hmm.
No shit.
Or maybe it was just him in a movie.
Are you giving me misinformation? Because you know how motherfuckers feel about misinformation on the hashtag no offense show.
No, I'll Google it.
Well, you got a computer in front of you.
I know.
What did you, all that said, you're not a super fan of the series or anything. What were your thoughts of Bill and Ted 3?
I felt that it was fine for what it was.
that's going on the back of the DVD when it comes out, man. That's like the, you know how they put that one? Yeah, they put that one like review, the best accurate review. It's fine for what it was.
Mm-hmm. But I tell you though, the mom from Two and a Half Men, she's in that movie. She's like the god, future, I guess. She's the lady. Future lady in there. She looks the exact same. Like, she looks good. She hasn't changed a bit. And then they got that weird-ass bitch from, like, End of the World who's got that annoying voice and she's got a fat face. And
End of the World.
With that Will Ferrell guy. Well, not Will Ferrell. What the fuck is his name?
Will Arnett.
It's like in between Arnett and Ferrell. So it's like
yes,
Will
yeah, no.
Arnold or something.
Look, while you're Googling shit, you could pull her up too because I don't know her. She was the voice of bitch on Bob's Burgers too, wasn't she?
Yeah, she's Louise.
Yes. Yeah, I don't like that chick either. She's fucking irritating. But she's Rufus's daughter in this, which that right. was one of the big things with no George Carlin. I was kind of worried what it was going to be. But I went in with zero expectations, and I kind of share your outlook. I think it was a fun movie, you know?
Yeah.
People have asked me, they were like, was it good? And I was like, wasn't bad. It was fun.
I thought it was good. I thought it was cool that they had the princesses. They were still pretty. And then they had the daughters, and they were like, they acted just like their dads, like dumb.
Well, yeah, here's the premise. Here's a real quick synopsis of Bill and Ted 3 Face the Music. Anyone that has watched the other movies know that they're Wild Stallions is their band, and the Wild Stallions are supposed to unite the universe and align the planets and everything with their music, and they haven't done it yet. And they're trying, like they made 50 albums or whatever, and they haven't done it. They get taken back to the future, or not back to the future, into the future, and they explain that if they don't like write this song that's going to unite the universe or whatever, it's going to end on this day, and they have a time
at
ticking down or whatever
or something.
Dude, and then it got very creature heavy, which it really rang my bell because they're talking about how time is like this. And I had literally just said this the week prior on Creatures. I'm like, I really think that time is really like running concurrent and there's no past and no future, blah, blah, blah. And then they're saying it. And I was like, I was fucking right.
Yep.
I was fucking right. Even though like I was being confirmed by Keanu Reeves. So, I mean, like, it's not like.
Dude, he was in the Matrix and he's been going through dimensions his whole life.
Oh, yes, he has. Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
He made his living on dimensions.
He's a fucking interdimensional shill, dude.
He's a time traveler. Him and that fucking dude that does The Simpsons are probably best friends.
Wow. Yeah, so the whole premise of this movie is just them traveling around trying to get the song from themselves.
In the future.
To unite and to, you know, save the universe or whatever. And, I mean, spoiler alert, it's not about them. Their kids, which are both girls, their daughters, are the ones that are going to, you know, unite. And they do it by assembling this band of super musicians from out all times, like Jimi Hendrix and
who is that
Mozart
trumpet?
And
the,
fucking...
Is it Bo something? The who? Trumpet guy? The guy that played the trumpet?
Oh, why am I drawing
Bo
a blank?
Bo something?
No, it's not Bo. How the fuck am I drawing a blank?
Yeah, but it was Mozart and...
Prominent musicians
throughout
history.
Some lady from China that played the flute. There was like a cave woman that did the
drums
or something like that.
And then they got, what was the rapper? I can't remember.
Kid Cudi.
Yes. Then they just threw his ass in there for like good measure.
But
he
was like, he was talking about interdimensional mathematics and shit.
It was dope. And how about when they weren't sure if they were going to make the deadline or not?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, like, everything was starting to wig out. Like, people were blipping in and blipping out and all the timelines were crossing. And then, boom, right up in the sky, fucking a million feet wide, Saturn. Boom. I'm like, damn.
That's it.
God, this is fucking with me right now, dude. And then when they won, or they did it, they made the song and blah, blah, blah. Then Saturn left. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going nuts right now. Tiger growls are everywhere.
My favorite part of the movie is when they go to the future and they're in this mansion and they like look like all these rock stars and they have British accents. And they're like, why do you have a British accent? And they give him the CD. He's like, here's the CD that's going to change the world. And they're walking out the door. and it's Dave Grohl's house. So they tried to like feed him a Foo Fighter song or some shit because they couldn't make the music. So they're trying to give him a.
It was fun.
It was good. It was good for what it was.
It was a ride. Anyone that enjoyed the original movies, it was a ride through all of it. I mean, like they went to hell at one point. They had to talk to Death and reconcile because he got kicked out the band and shit. Like it was a whole.
It's like nobody wants to hear 40-minute bass solos. He's like, I made them concerts.
It was worth $20 because sure. I mean I would have forced you probably to go to the movies to see that. Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have to force me, but
I will admit this. I was one of probably 10 people that went to the theater and paid admission to see Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
Yeah.
You know, like so I mean that being said, setting that precedent, I probably would have went and saw Bill and Ted 3 in the theater. And I would have been okay with it. So yeah. in that regard, we actually saved money.
Well, we probably would have paid the same because we have to do matinees because we're old.
Yes and no. Our kids are getting there, man. Which, I mean, is a whole other thing. Like, they've been back in school. We mentioned it with Riley on the last episode that they were going back to school. And it's been about a week and a half now and that they've been back. And it's been super fucking smooth.
Yeah, it's been
everyone that was worried about all the kids going back to school and everything, and oh my God, you're going to murder everybody. I mean, I don't know, it's only been a week and a half, but I mean, it's been fucking easy and breezy.
I think that a lot of parents chose the e-learning or the blended, so that's why we're not seeing a lot of issues right now. But I mean, even traffic's been not so bad.
Yeah, because a lot of kids are still at home. I noticed that too.
But the masks don't bother them.
I asked them both first day. Because you're doing drop-offs, I'm doing pickups, so I get them after school, and they jumped in the car, and I was like, hey, man, so how was it? And they were both, like, just fucking so thrilled to be back socializing with other kids and back in school and doing the thing. And I was like, did it suck having to wear the mask? And they were like, no, mm-hmm. no. That's and I was like, did you have to wear resilient. It all day? And they're like, well, except for lunch and snack time. And I'm like, and you're good? I'm like, yeah, it's no big deal. I'm like, all right, cool.
It's always the parents making a bigger deal out of it. I was one of them. I was like, oh, it's going to suck for them to have to wear masks all day because, I mean, personally, I wouldn't want to do it.
Yeah, no.
So I'm like, oh, it's going to be terrible. And the teachers are all they're going to have to do is keep telling them to stop messing with their masks. And we painted this huge picture of this horrible situation, and it's been fine.
It's been.
I haven't gotten any emails thriving. Or anything from the teachers saying there's any issues or anything like that. So, I mean, so far, so good.
And I mean, the little ones in karate, they're back in karate now after school and everything. That. I mean, like, everything's just going, so, like, knock on wood, so smooth for everyone being so concerned, you know? Right. So that's a little bit of a breath of fresh air.
I mean, I was nervous a little bit sending them back to brick and mortar just because, you know, you hear all the bad stuff. But then when you think about it, the school that Lucas went to before all this happened, no cases.
Mm-hmm.
The dojo that Logan goes to, no cases throughout this whole thing. So I felt it was safe enough to send them to the school that they go to because they also had a really good plan in place for how they disinfect the school, the operations in the car line. Because when you go drop them off in school, there's four lanes and you pull up in the lane and you stop. Then we roll down the windows, and you've got three teachers. It's like two volunteers because you have to put in hours at the school because it's charter.
Sure.
They all have the thermometers.
We don't, though. We buy our time.
We buy our time because I don't have time. But they have, like, the thermometer guns or whatever.
Yeah.
So they go to each car, and they take each kid's temperature before they even get out of the car. So that way, if they have a fever, you can't get out.
Oh, word?
Uh-huh. So they take their temperatures and they get out and they walk up to the front and they let us go. Okay. I mean, the first couple of days were a little like it took a little bit longer, but now they really got it down.
How is it being back like in the world? Because you haven't been in the world in months.
I feel like I'm still getting at home routine. Almost because there's nobody really in the office. It's me and maybe eight other people on the floor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I meant more just like, you know, waking up at 5 in the morning and getting routine and everything. And
it sucks, but I think it works for me just because I get up at 5. Well, I wake up at 5. I don't get out of bed until 5:15. But I try to make sure I'm out of the bathroom by 6 so you can get up. But then I make sure that I'm together before I start getting the boys together. That way because before I would wake up 6:15. I'd be yelling at Logan to get dressed, because I'm trying to do everything at one time.
Right.
Now, I could just focus on one thing.
Well, I'm so glad that you said that, because that's actually something that I wanted to talk to you about.
About me yelling?
No, not about you yelling.
Oh. Well, because you told me I needed some CBD when I came home from the store and I was yelling at you about your truck.
What did I do with my
truck? Because you parked in front of their driveway with your big ass truck and the lady next door. And I was like, why are you parking like an asshole up on their driveway? And you're like, fuck. I don't need you yelling at me.
Yeah, I don't need you yelling at me. Fuck out of here. Anyways, go ahead. I feel personally that you are babying our children. And I feel personally, you know.
I know.
Because you're waking up at 5 in the morning and you're telling yourself like how you have to do all this shit when he's 10 years old. He's in fifth grade. The little one, I understand. Lay his fucking clothes out or whatever to help him out, whatever. Mm-hmm. The big one needs you to comb his hair for him and get him dressed and get him food in front of him. Fuck that. No, he doesn't. No, he does not. And the fact that you're doing it for him makes me angry.
I do it to make things easier on myself.
I don't think you're doing him any favors. I think you're fucking him up. Like tonight, he looked at me like I had a third eye coming out of my fucking forehead when I asked him to take the garbage
That's
out.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
He walked right up to the door in the garage because he thought you meant take the garbage to the curb. No. Then you asked him.
He came and stood next to the can and was like, how do I pull this out? What do I do? And I'm like, bro. How many times do I have to tell you how to pull the fucking bag out of the can? Tie it like you're tying your shoes, bro. It's the same mechanics. Like, what the fuck? How do you not know this? It's the same, and it's the same principle. I walk into his room, and I'm like, hey, asshole, you don't need mom to get you your clothes. You can see it hanging right fucking there. Go get your own goddamn clothes. Wet your hair, fucking comb your hair. Why does mom have to come in here and fix your hair for you?
Help her out. I don't have to.
I think you're doing them a disservice. I think that where he is, like, and I know that times are different, but we've talked about this where I was at 10 years old versus where he is at 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I was walking to school.
Right.
I was getting up in the morning, getting myself dressed, making myself some breakfast, leaving the house, locking the door, and walking.
How much did you hate it?
At the time, not at all.
Do you resent it? Do you resent your childhood?
Not that portion of it.
Okay.
Portion of it gave me
a sense of independence and responsibility that I understand.
Yes, but also I got a little bit of a big head thinking that I have more
freedom.
More freedom, more control than I probably should have, especially at that age. But I mean, like, to think that I would, you know, had to like be aware of the time and lock the door and fucking leave and walk 12 goddamn city blocks in Chicago to get to fucking school on time by this time and that, you know, like, at that time, and he can't comb his hair.
We had different childhoods because growing up, my mom did everything for us.
Mm.
But because she stayed at home. So she would lay out our clothes and she would brush. Well, I mean, I was a girl, so you kind of have to brush our hair when we're young because I actually had long hair for a long time. So, but I mean, we came from a house where she picked us up from school until we were like in grade school, because then, you know, my parents got divorced and we had to go to my Boucher's after school because my Boucher and Josh lived right behind the elementary school.
Mm.
So we would get out of school and walk to their house and then we would have dinner. But when we were younger, it was just my mom we'd get home from school and she would make dinner and she would clean up. We never cleaned our rooms. We never took the trash out. We never did anything. I didn't really fend for myself until I moved out or like high school, where I would like get myself dressed. I mean, maybe middle school, because I would wake up and take a shower and get myself dressed and stuff. But I never felt like she had to tell me to do those things. I just started doing them.
Well, I was going to say it's very ironic because, and you might be an anomaly because you have such an incredible work ethic and like just a sense of like shit needs to get done. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
For growing up, never having to have done it. Like where, and again, like my mom was single mom and it was just her and I. So right. I spent a lot of time alone. And during the short time that I did, you know, live at the house with her, like she would leave for work and I had a list of shit I had to do, like mm-hmm. chores and shit throughout the day and whatnot. And like I said, I'm getting myself to and from school. Like there was no bus, there was no drive, there was no anything. I had to like fucking figure it out. And if he had to figure it out now, that motherfucker wouldn't make it home. Like, there's no way.
I think Logan would. I think he would. He's got a phone.
I'm hopeful.
He can call somebody.
That's another point, dude. Like, we didn't have any communications. Once I left with that fucking shoelace key Like, I was gone. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it was fucking Wild West. But adversity, I believe, builds character, though. And he's not getting any adversity.
He does on the weekends if we're going somewhere. You act like I only lay his clothes out in the morning for him. It's easier for me because I don't want to yell at him and we got to get shit done in the morning. So I go in there, I grab his clothes, I throw him on the bed, I wake him up, and then I go do my other shit. But, like, on the weekend, when we're telling him, hey, put some clothes on so you don't look like a scumbag, I'm not in there picking out his clothes.
Still be combing his hair, though.
Yeah.
And that's...
I tried to get him to do it himself, and he only puts water on the front of his head, and he thinks that's okay.
I don't see, and I don't know. You know what it's going to take? It's going to take a girl. It's going to take a girl.
And he is not interested.
And he's not interested because he'd be getting booty calls from little girls and shit.
At 11 at night. No, but he's so funny with his text messages. Tell everybody what the text message was about the nails.
What did he say?
He got a picture of fingernails. And then he's like, I don't get it. Or girls. It's like, what the fuck are you saying? Pictures of your fingernails.
Dude, he got a text at 11:30 last Sunday, and all it said was, you up. And I'm like, that's a booty call. How's he getting booty call texts? Like, what the fuck, man? And the
person it was from, if her parents knew, shit. So you want to hear a new term that I learned at work?
What's this new term?
It's called bean bunging. Do you know what that is?
Something to do with a clit?
Bean bunging. It's when a guy sticks his testicles in a girl's vagina.
Where did I hear something like this before? I heard about I heard about some dude that puts his balls in a butthole. And then, where did I hear this? God, I can't keep anything straight anymore. I've heard somebody talking about balls in a butthole recently.
See, but I just think it's funny because I learned that at work. He just talks about bean bunging.
You work with savages.
I do. We get drunk during the day and talk about putting balls in buttholes.
That's why when you come home, you ain't got no juice left, man. You've been getting drunk for fucking 6 hours already.
Well, this guy Dan sits in front of me on the side here, and here's me, and then there's another row right here. It's this guy's team and this guy Grant. And Grant and Jeff are always throwing stuff at Dan. And I'm right here.
Yeah.
So I constantly see shit. And it's just like those little foam, like stress balls or whatever that you get randomly. So they just keep throwing shit. And they have like Nerf guns. So I'll see darts fly over my head. And it's just like I constantly see. And then today.
Is that why you want to go back to the office? Because it's like a big fucking preschool.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's like a preschool for troubled fucking 30-year-olds.
So then like today, one of them threw the ball and it hit the ceiling. And it like, I felt it go like right past my face and it bounced on my desk and I was like, that was a close one.
See, I bet their parents gave them the opportunity to fuck up, right? Or maybe not. Maybe. Because that's why they're doing that shit at work now. They ain't got no goddamn sense.
This place that I work is just a free-for-all. As long as you do your job, you can do whatever the fuck you want, and that's why I like it.
Well, good for you. I'm glad you found your niche.
Mm-hmm.
Get in where you fit. My
niche.
In you know who else found their niche?
Mm-mm.
This girl, I want to show you her picture.
Is she from Florida?
She's not from Florida.
Oh.
She's, I think, from California, if I had to guess.
They're crazy out there, too.
Because it says Oceanside. I think Oceanside is California.
I think you're right.
So this young lady is wearing face masks as panties and then selling them for $50 a pair.
That's like selling dirty panties from prison, remember?
Yes, but she wants to sell the face masks so you can smell her all day. Says, hi, my name is Jocelyn, and I'm 23 years old. I'm selling cloth face masks that I've used as panties for a few days for $50. You'll be able to smell my scent all day anywhere you go. I'm saving up money to buy a guitar to bring with me to my college dorm. I take PayPal and Venmo. Hit me up. She's a nice-looking girl.
Listen, that's not the girl wearing the face masks. I'm telling you right now. It's some fat-ass.
What if it's a dude?
Taco Bell eating.
What if it's a dude?
It might be a dude. He'd be rubbing that taint juice. What's that stuff called? The cheese? The taint cheese?
From under cheese?
The gnocchi? What's it called? No.
Gnocchi? That's pasta. What are you...
Riley could tell me.
I'm sure he could.
It's like grundle goop. I don't know. It's like...
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
About her?
Okay.
Why do girls always find it necessary to put the fucking stupid animal face on them when they take pictures?
I don't know. I don't do that.
I know, but a lot of people do. Like, I see a lot of people, like, on social media, like, a lot of people that I follow and that are on my friends list, their profile pictures have stupid ears and shit. Or if I look at their stories, it's like glitter fucking animal faces. I don't get it.
I think that by putting this filter on their pictures, it makes them think it's okay to post a selfie like that. Because a lot of times I feel like if you're just posting a selfie of yourself, you might be just, you know,
a little conceited narcissistic.
Yeah. So if you put like a little cute animal filter on it, it's just like, oh, hello, I'm being fun, instead of I'm being narcissist.
I'm being fun?
Yeah.
Like, as, hey, as she's funny. Trying to sell fucking face masks that smell like quad juice.
I'm telling you, that's not the one wearing the face mask.
She's just trying, look, how dare you, for one, because she's just trying to be the next Taylor Swift, and you're shitting all over her. She just wants to get a guitar. She just wants to get a guitar, and she's selling her fucking vaginal fluid to do it.
That's not her.
But you don't know. How do you know? How do you know? OnlyFans has blown the fuck up since quarantine.
One of the girls I work with talked about doing an OnlyFans for her feet.
Guess what?
What?
I, in my travels, have found that OnlyFans is in trouble. Because guess what they not doing?
Censoring?
They not paying their taxes.
Oh, well,
so they starting to, when you subscribe to the girls' pages, they starting to take the money from the girls, and the girls ain't getting paid.
Oh.
I don't think it's going to be a thing much longer. Like, they're in some trouble. They haven't, they're...
Yeah, why would you think it's okay to not pay somebody for a service?
They're in some serious fucking tax evasion issues. They're
about to get real pimp slapped.
Yeah, they about to get pimp slapped by the long dick of the law. How do you feel about OnlyFans?
I've never been on it.
We went on it together on the show. Because yeah, we said that we weren't on it.
Right, but we didn't subscribe, so we really didn't get to see anything.
Well, no, yeah, I mean, I ain't subscribing nothing, because that's my whole thing.
When you asked me how I like it,
I didn't ask you how you like it. I said, what do you think of OnlyFans? What do you think of women during quarantine that are like, hey, gotta fucking pay my bills, let me show my titties?
You gotta pay your bills, but then don't bitch about being a fucking object, because that's what you're doing.
That is, well, and that's the double-edged sword, right?
Right. Now, don't look at my titties. Well, bitch, I'm paying to look at them, so I'm going to look at them. Do what you gotta do to make money, but don't, you know, throw yourself in the backhand later.
I would think that anyone that puts their shit up there and asks for people to pay them a subscription fee to see their breasts and or other activities would be smart enough to know not to do that. But
well, Mia Khalifa wasn't, because she quit porn. She's like, I got my body ravaged and it ruined my life. Yeah, bitch, you think that getting like big old dicks in your butthole ain't gonna have a long lasting effect? Like, you literally can ship bricks now. Like, just big old bricks just fall out of your asshole.
Well, here's...
She's probably got leaky butt. Leaky butt disease.
Leaky
LBD.
Butt?
LBD. No. LBB. Leaky butt disease. LBD.
LBD.
Yeah. Just like, what was that minor thing for Adam a couple weeks ago? It was like, big titty goth girlfriend or something like that.
BTGG.
Something like that, yeah.
My question to you, which I was framing up with the OnlyFans question, is do you think, and I'm asking you this because you're a woman too, so you have that perspective, though you hate women,
right. You know, well, I don't hate them, you know,
you're a realist is what it is, and that's what I love about you, is because if it was one way, you would call it how it is no matter what, and you're not on team woman just because you're a woman, and I love you for that. My question to you in saying that is, do you feel that women have it easier because you have the option to put your titties online and get subscription fees 100%, if you lose your job?
100%, because nobody wants to see a dick.
I agree. Now, sub question, What about chicks that aren't attractive enough to pull it off?
If they make money.
What do you mean if they make money? They can't make the money because they're not attractive enough to pull it off, what I'm saying. And they're salty at the ones that are.
Well, the ones that aren't attractive will find a fan base. Because there are some people with fetishes, or they
It's funny you said that about feet. Because, I don't know. I think it was the mask girl led me down a rabbit hole that I like to OnlyFans that I was looking at shit. And you know how when you Google things, it like asks questions and they answer the questions? One of the questions was, can I sell feet pictures on OnlyFans? Mm-hmm. And the answer was something like, you can, but it's not very lucrative. You want to check out this site. And it was like foot something, something, something. And they're like, you can make like $500 a day selling your foot pictures or whatever. I'm sitting there baffled thinking, how? Because I don't even get OnlyFans. I don't get it to the point where I have to have that one specific girl that I have to see her shit. You have a vast array of titties and booties and fucking everything in between for free.
Yeah.
Why are you so fucked up that you need that one?
I don't get why people subscribe to Pornhub.
Well, everything's available for free.
Right.
I mean, like, Hunter will tell you need 4K and you need the fucking quality and shit.
I just need a 7-minute video that starts in the middle and that's it.
No, you didn't need no setup or nothing.
I don't
need
no plot.
No plot?
Nope.
Why not?
It's got to be 80% or more, and then that's all you need. There's no need to subscribe for that. Who watches 2-hour pornos?
No, well, you don't watch it all in one crack. That's like, I don't know, that's multiple sittings.
That's weird to me.
You started at the place you left off.
I feel like you go there to do a job. So why are you making the job? Why are you making the job longer? You're very
utilitarian, and I dig that about you.
Yeah, it's like, why are you trying to make it last longer? Just get it done.
Sometimes, look, I almost busted into song right there.
Sometimes late at night.
No, sometimes you got to squeeze.
Oh, sometimes you got to tease.
Sometimes you got to say, hey, I'm going to fuck you. Yeah, you know what a time. You know softly. What time is. Hey, do you want to take a break and then we'll come back and talk about some crackheads?
Sure.
All right.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hey, what's going on? This is Adam Simmons from the Simmons & Moore Podcast.
Hey, what's up? This is Bobby Moore from the Simmons & Moore Podcast.
And if you like a couple of dudes screaming at the top of their lungs about sports...
Oh, come on, bro. We talk about other shit than sports. Come on.
Do we?
Yes. We talk about a lot.
They had a midget, a bearded woman, wild animals, and a large outdoor fountain filled with 50 gallons of cum.
Dude. 50 gallons?
50 gallons.
See,
I want to know who weighed it.
Right. Who supplied that? That's who they need to find out.
And is it male and female semen?
I don't know. That's a good question. Bro, what are you talking about? Literally all we scream about is sports.
No, we don't, bro. So, yo, and there's WNBA stars that look kind of good, though.
Why are you looking at your lips like that?
Okay, see, I'm trying to listen. I just want to know. Why.
I got a question.
What?
They shoot the three? So, or is it like just fundamentals? I could watch your nephew do it, or... Your nephew can dunk, though, huh?
Oh, my God.
Jesus. I'm just saying. Jesus Christ. I'm just saying, dude. I can see a bunch of fucking short white dudes over at the YMCA play fucking fundamental basketball. All right? Yeah, they shoot the fucking J and they drive the lane and dunk it, or what?
You know what?
So if you like what you heard.
Yeah.
And we know that you did.
Yeah.
Hashtag SamPC.
Yeah.
Simmons & Moore Podcast.
You already know what the fuck it is, New Jersey, bitch.
27 rings. Anywhere that you can hear this podcast that you're listening to right now, you can find us.
Find us.
And more importantly, you can find the smooth, sultry voice of Bobby Moore. Hashtag SamPC.
What's up? This is DJ Sentry.
And this is the homie Casual.
We're the host of the Hood Diner Podcast.
And you are now tuned into hashtag No Offense Show, HT Nas, Big Chris, Lunchbox Motherfucker, The Duchess. What's up, Dutchie?
Are the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
That's right, baby. Check us out. Peace.
Order up. Order up.
Woo, doggy. Hey, Beatrice.
Yeah?
Get your ass in here. These No Offense boys about to do Welcome to Florida again.
Let me grab the natty.
Oh, shit, and I thought my family was fucked up.
All right, each and every week our What the Fuck Florida stories are sponsored by Official Clothing. Check out official.com, that's O-H-F-I-S-H-L, and use code HTNOS to save 25% off of your order of all the t-shirts, hats, and jewelry, handcrafted by the homie Casual himself. It's just good high quality. It's good high quality. I can't say it enough. I love Official. I love Kaz. They're both two of my favorite things in the world. So yeah. Check out official.com. And you know what they say, Official Clothing.
Live by your own rules.
That's right, motherfucker.
Hey, shout out to your pins you got. Because when you said Official, it made me think of their pins. And then you got some pins.
Yeah, I did that. Sticker Mule gets me.
If anybody wants pins, hit us up.
Sticker Mule gets me like that. They send me these little things and they're like, hey, try some of this, and it's super cheap to get a super small run. And I'm like, all right, cool. Mm-hmm. I don't have no use for that, but fuck.
I remember when we used to, way back in the day, when we were friends with a bunch of bands and stuff, and you had that green jacket, and it was all the little pins. Like, you had Weezer, and you had, like, all these little Alkaline Trio pins.
Yeah, the little one-inch circles. Yep. I used to have them on the collars of the jackets back when I had safety pins and duct tape all over everything, too.
Yeah, I remember you had Chucks with nothing but duct tape on them.
You know what? I mean, like, I've gone through various transformations in my life. I've been lots of things at different periods of time.
Same.
And that was a snapshot.
That's how we grow together.
You know what? But that stuck with me, though, because, I mean, I still listen to the same music, and still...
Well, and I said that, too. I remember it was last week or whatever, but on the inside, I feel like I'm a different person than I am on the outside.
How so?
Because I want a nose piercing, and I want colored hair, and I want to dress a certain way, but I just don't, because I have to work, and I have children.
That's why people think it's a little weird that, you know, in a couple of months I'm turning 40 and I'm getting a fucking sleeve.
Yeah. Well, that has nothing to do with your age. It has everything to do with what we have money now.
Though, I mean, that's how it gets done. Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean,
because they're not cheap. And that's the whole reason why we haven't gotten them in the past. Not just we weren't really sure what we wanted, because that was part of it, too. But for a good tattoo, it costs money.
Sure.
And it's that's, like that's, we didn't have it. $600 just to spend on that. It would be, we'd have to pay our fucking rent. Like, that's a rent payment back when we were kids.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, like you said it, I've never had anything significant enough that I wanted to put on my body. And my first tattoo was for the podcast because, you know, for the last 3 years, that's been, you know, a huge part of our lives. So I wanted to, you know, stamp that. Yeah, I want to stamp that on there. And then I go in the tank and I have this incredibly psychedelic experience, you know, and I like want to fucking... I want to put that on my arm. So I'm doing this whole psychedelic sleeve, man. It's going to be fucking dope. I can't wait to see how it comes out.
I hope you can sit the whole time.
It's going to take multiple sessions.
At least it better take two. I'm just telling you right now, you better sit for both because more than two sessions is going to be out of our price range.
I told Chloe, I was like, when I got back from that first meeting and she told me what her per day price was, I was like, hey, I talked to the wife. Would you say it was per day? Because we got to knock that shit out in two. And she's like, yeah, I think it should take two. And I was like, it should or will.
Oh, no. We'll make it work. I'm not going to let you walk around with half a sleeve.
Hey, thanks for that.
Yeah, I support you.
So here in Florida, we're no stranger to hurricanes. And last week, the Gulf Coast, Louisiana, got smacked by Hurricane Laura.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was two going in there, and then I didn't hear anything about the second one. Was that a conspiracy?
No, I think the one just got drunk and swirled around and fucking faded away. Maybe not. I don't know. I don't look at the news because the news is a bad place to be right now, so I don't fucking look at it. Mm-hmm. But I do know that Hurricane Laura smacked into Louisiana, so shout out to, not shout out, but, you know, T's and P's to everybody in Louisiana. You know, I'm thinking about you. I know some people there. I know some people that had to evacuate and that are still displaced, and you know, like I said, we know what it's like, you know, and I don't wish that shit on everybody. It smacked into y'all as a cat four. So I mean, that's no joke, dude.
That's scary shit. Last year we had a bad one, but it turned at the right time and missed Ruskin where we were.
That was a couple years ago because the show had just started, and I remember
Captain America came over and
I remember not wanting to stop or not wanting to skip recording that week, and we were boarded up like a fucking fortress, and I'm like, I still wanted to record.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously could not do that. But I bring up Hurricane Laura because Florida man went to combat the storm, as he does.
Did he try to drop a nuke in it?
Yes, because Florida man also has ready access to nuclear weapons.
You never know. He can go to Sam's Club and get everything he needs.
Make that bomb.
And some Red Bull.
So when I'm a bit, I communicate in GIFs a lot. Like when when I text or when I message on DMs or whatever, I usually send pictures back or like reply with pictures. I'm sure you've seen the famous picture of the dude with the long hair swinging the American flag in the middle of the thunderstorm. Like he was in the hurricane.
No.
You've never seen that?
I don't think so.
It usually comes out around 4th of July, to be honest with you, because he's in the fucking hurricane. He's got both arms out, and he's got super long hair, and he's waving the American flag around. His actual name is Lane Pittman. From Jacksonville. I hear. I'll pull him up so you can see what he looks like.
I might know it if I see it. It's like you hear a song, but you don't know what the song is until you hear it, but you know it. Oh my god!
Have you ever seen that dude before? I'll try to find the.
Oh my!
I'll try to find the one that he's famous for.
Anyway,
But it says Lane Pittman, a Jacksonville resident who seems to only appear during major hurricanes so he can headbang to Slayer's raining blood while shirtless, has risen from the swampy depths to slay Hurricane Laura. Pittman apparently traveled to Louisiana to headbang, as he does, and posted a video to Twitter. Quote, Louisiana, Florida man is here for you. Laura, you raggedy she-devil, come get some.
I love how people try to put themselves in death's way just to get follows on the internet. Is this a video for us? Oh, no.
That's him in the swamp.
Sponsored by Waffle House. What?
Sponsored by Waffle House.
He's sponsored by Waffle House. Dumbass redneck.
I'm going to try to find the original one, because I know you would have seen it before.
He came after the hurricane, and then he had a big old fan blowing on him. He wasn't in the hurricane. That shit was already passed.
Hold on, let me see. Long hair.
Why don't you just Google his name? You just Googled long-haired dude with American flag?
Yeah, and it was auto-populated, too. And that's the fucking one I'm talking about, so don't knock my Googling.
All right, let's see this one. Oh, Hurricane. That's funny.
You've never seen that before?
No.
So that's a GIF, and usually, like around, like I said, around 4th of July, people pop that out for, you know, we did our American as fuck. Yeah, but he went and fought Hurricane Laura. I gotta tell you what, I've never met a Laura that was good. I've never met a Laura that I liked.
I only know two, and they're both really bad.
Who? Well, you don't have to name
Ben's Laura.
That's the one that pops to my mind. I hated that bitch so bad, I wrote a song about her.
I know. Killing.
She had dark Ben's beady eyes and a devil's grin.
Yep.
No, that was fucking somebody else completely.
Oh, Megan.
I ain't never met a Laura I like, so fuck you, Laura.
Yeah.
You're right up there with Kyle. Which, oh, shit. Did I even tell you that? We didn't, so...
You don't like KG?
Listen, from a couple weeks ago, you know, we had Kyle write in, and we did the whole fuck you, Kyle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then I wanted to make it a thing, and I forgot to make it a thing. Like, the episode with Riley, I forgot to say fuck you, Kyle, so I missed one, but I'm bringing it back now, so maybe we could make it a thing again. Fuck you, Kyle. With everything that happened last week... You know, with like the shootings and things like that, you know, the Wisconsin riots and all that.
Oh, yeah.
I think contributed to my not wanting to record, because you know how it is, dude. Like, we try to keep it light. I don't want to talk about real shit if I could avoid it. You know, if I never have to talk about a cop killing somebody or a fucking mask or a virus or anything ever again, I'll be perfectly fucking happy with that. You know what I mean? But then as things progress over the weekend and we didn't record the kid that shot some people in Wisconsin's name was Kyle, and I immediately got to my fucking phone and I was like, I texted Adam. I was like, holy shit, what if that's the Kyle that wrote into the fucking show? And he was like, yeah, because in a nation of millions of people, that's got to be the same guy. And I'm like, no, hear me out. He was so enraged that we fuck you Kyle'd him that he never wrote us back. He never said anything else to us. And he became so enraged that he went and he took up arms, dude. He went and he got a gun and he went to a fucking protest and he just started shooting motherfuckers. That's the Kyle. Fuck you, Kyle, man.
Everybody fuck you.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. First, what I got for you is a Florida-wide story.
Okay.
And it's actually a couple weeks old, but it's been lingering. Florida officials approve the release of genetically modified mosquitoes. Have you seen that story?
Why are they genetically modifying them?
Officials in the Florida Keys have approved a controversial plan to manage mosquito-borne diseases by poisoning the gene pool of the species responsible for spreading, is it dengue?
I don't know.
Zika and yellow fever. It's D-E-N-G-U-E. Dengue?
Dengue?
I don't know. Members of the Florida Keys Mosquito Control District voted this month to approve the release of more than 750 million mosquitoes that have been genetically modified so the only viable offspring they can produce are males. Only female mosquitoes bite humans, so proponents of the plan say it's a way of controlling the spread of mosquito-borne diseases without spraying pesticides, but others have called it a risky experiment with potentially dangerous effects on the environment and human health. So, from somebody that has lived in Florida for the better part of, you know, 20 years, love bugs? That was a genetic experiment, too, that escaped from the University of Florida.
I heard that
right?
was a myth.
Is that a myth?
Mm-hmm. I heard that was a...
I've been hearing that since we got here.
That's what I've heard too, but then I also heard it was a myth.
Granted, I've never fact checked it, but that, you know, is on brand. So all I know is I'm taking it for the word of the folk that lived in the land, and twice a year these fucking two-headed beasts come out and blot out the sun that there's so many fucking swarms of.
I wonder if they live underground.
I don't know where they fucking live, but we got to deal with them twice a year, and their insides are fucking radioactive to when you smack into them with your car. If you don't immediately go home and scrub them off, they fucking eat the paint off your car. Mm-hmm. That's the type of shit that we're dealing with here. That's a genetic experiment that allegedly escaped from a lab.
Right.
And the whole idea was that they were a mosquito control. They were supposed to eat mosquito larvae. So here we are again, not learning from our mistakes, saying let's have some genetically engineered mosquitoes to go out and help spread, help, you know, cut down on the spread of viruses and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've seen Jurassic Park a time or two to know that if you can...
Life finds a way.
Yeah, you can genetically engineer them all to be fucking dudes, but life finds a way, man. He told you, and mm-hmm. they're going to turn into fucking something else, and we're going to be sorry, and then we're going to have just another fucking thing down here, and everyone's going to go, ha, 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 those stupid people in Florida. Now they got fucking super genetic mutant fucking whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. It's fucked up. I wouldn't mind if they were all male, though, because I don't want to.
I know you wouldn't.
I don't want to get bit by mosquitoes, because I feel like the only role that they play is to carry disease or to be food for something else.
That's the only role that we all play, Melissa.
Oh, okay. So I don't play any other role in your life?
I mean,
Make it all about you.
Make it all about you.
You said I'm talking, we all.
In the grand scheme of humanity, and you're like, oh, that's all I am to you.
So we all spread disease.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Have you been outside lately?
Yeah, but I'm not diseased.
So you say. Bet you got antibodies.
Antibodies are good things, dummy.
We're in Port St. Lucie, where a Florida man was arrested with a pound of cocaine. Some kept on a stack of bacon.
What? He kept cocaine on bacon?
Yeah, I don't know if that was to cure the bacon or if that was just...
oh, my.
Or what? St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office said Clifford Eugene Tyndall was pulled over around 7 p.m. and deputies found a bag of cocaine in his back seat of his car with mm-hmm. nearly a pound. Is that a lot of coke? A pound doesn't seem like a lot.
It's like a... Well, I wouldn't know if it would be a brick.
How much do you think was on the desk in Scarface? Because that's the measure stick. That's
I'm
a fuck
thinking
ton
about
of coke.
A pound of bacon, and I'm just like...
Yeah, right? Yeah.
You know, so it's got to be pretty good. But coke is also lighter than bacon, so it's probably more to a pound.
It's,
and I guess it depends on if it's compressed or not.
I don't know. It doesn't sound like a lot. But like I said, like the desk in Scarface, that's the measuring stick. So, I mean, if it's more or less than that, you know, that's what I need to know. Mm-hmm. Deputies found more cocaine. Yeah, he would. Deputies found more cocaine during a search of his home around 9 p.m. Some cocaine was found, quote, directly on top of a stack of bacon. So what do you think that's about? Do you think that's a side for his breakfast? Like some people do coffee. He does.
I mean, you can infuse
coke.
Bacon because you cure it with salt.
So cocaine infused bacon. He's an artisan.
Maybe.
He's an artisan. He's at the farmer's market
with
cocaine bacon.
Make butter with weed and brownies and shit.
It's true.
So I guess you can make coke bacon.
He 62 years old. So maybe he was an artisan. I don't think at 62 years old his old ticker could take doing a couple of bumps, you know? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong about that. I don't fucking know.
I don't know, but I feel like if he's going to waste that on curing bacon, then he's got more money than he knows what to do with. Because it's not like you can put that in your body after it's been sitting on raw fucking bacon.
Yeah, because coke's going to go up your nose.
Yeah, so it's like you're going to get brain worms from
if you cook
coke.
Yeah, because when you heat coke up, it turns into crack, right? Is that how it works?
It's two separate things.
I don't see, and I've never been a crackhead or a cokehead, so mm-hmm. I'm speaking completely out of school, but maybe he's making crack bacon. Like when he heats it up, then it turns into crack, and then it's got crack syrup on it.
That's weird.
That's a cornerstone of a healthy breakfast.
I guess.
I personally have always wanted to try coke. It sounds awesome. It sounds like a fucking super stimulant that I would... here's the thing. I haven't because I feel like I would love it. And mm-hmm. I feel like...
You've had this conversation before.
Have we? Mm-hmm. I feel like I would love coke, man. And that's why it scares me and I've stayed away from it.
Well, that's why when people do it, they keep doing it because it feels good.
I bet it does. And it gets you going, man. That's why I want some Adderall. And I refuse to believe that not one of the fucking members of the Plunge has a prescription to fucking Adderall. One of those children has to be ADD.
Sure.
There's 30 of them. I mean, the law of averages would say that one of them, at least, has to have ADD.
Mm-hmm.
I need the Adderall. I need to focus. All right? I need to get some shit done. So, Plunge Boys, get at me. Get at me. Next one, we're in Clearwater, where a Florida man can't drive the car that he tried to steal from his Uber driver.
Well, why not? He didn't have the key.
James Naylor, 61, and his girlfriend got into an Uber to take a ride home from a bar when the sheriff's office says that Naylor pulled a knife on the driver. Let's take a pause right there. That is exactly why I would never be any type of cab driver, Uber driver, Lyft, whatever. And we've known people that have done that before. And I feel like you're just taking your life in your hands, dude. Especially at those certain times of night like that, picking up people drunk and whatnot.
I don't want nobody puking in my car.
Fuck that, dude. I saw a cab. What did I see? It was like a driver's video, like a dash cam or something. And all the girls got in, like the drunk girls got in this guy's car. And she immediately went to start like changing his radio. And he got pissy with her. And they were like smoking weed in the back seat or whatever. And he's like, you're disrespecting my fucking car. You get in my car fucking hitting that pen and shit. You're grabbing at my goddamn radio talking about aux cables. Get the fuck out of here. And they he kicked him out. Like, he drove him away a little bit and he made him get out.
So, good.
Fuck them, dude. Like, I couldn't do that shit. From the back seat, Naylor put a knife to the driver's throat and told him to pull over, which the driver complied, according to the arrest report. Once the car was pulled over, both the Uber driver and Naylor got out of the car. That's when deputies say that he lunged at the driver, attempting to stab him.
Oh, my.
The driver was able to take the knife during the altercation, but Naylor had a second knife on him, according to the arrest report.
That dude's lucky.
The Joker?
If somebody came at me with a knife and I was able to take it, that dude's getting stabbed in the jugular.
Well, then it becomes a whole-on fucking Gangs of New York knife fight.
Dude. Yeah. That bitch is getting stabbed in the throat.
That's what I'm saying. Well, who is he, the Joker? He's just got hidden knives all over his person and shit?
Yeah, I don't know.
After some time outside the car, Naylor jumped into the driver's seat, but one thing caught him up, being able to put the car into drive, causing him instead to turn and run away. Once in sheriff custody, they say that Naylor claimed to not even remember the encounter. He was charged with a carjacking with a knife and aggravated assault. I've never been so drunk that I couldn't put a car into drive. Actually, I've probably been so drunk that I probably shouldn't have been putting a car into drive.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever been that drunk to not... Yeah, I don't know. I think it's like riding a bike. Like, you just remember what you're doing. You don't really need to know. Have you ever been driving to work and you don't know how you got there?
All the time.
So it's like, like your subconscious is telling you what to do, even though you're not knowing you're doing it. I feel like putting a car in drive is one of those things.
I feel like that this conversation is the start of a Creatures-esque talk about consciousness and brain activities.
Speaking of brain activities, did you see Elon Musk has a pig that he put a brain chip in?
Oh, you know I did. Okay. You know I did. That motherfucker is trying to make Black Mirror reality.
Yeah, dude.
I thought about rewatching Black Mirror and doing like a top five favorite episodes of Black Mirror episode, if you're down with that. If you want to do some Black Mirror rewatch.
I don't care.
Maybe we'll get on some
of that. We got other stuff we've got to rewatch. We got to rewatch The Boys season one, watch season two, because Jensen Ackles is in season three. Mm. So I have to watch that. We just rewatched The Karate Kid. Because we got the second season that we're watching on Netflix.
Cobra Kai.
What did I say?
Karate Kid.
Oh, yeah, Cobra Kai.
Yeah, did you watch that the first time with me?
Yeah.
I watched that a couple years ago when they came out on YouTube, and I thought it was great, but I never watched season two, and now it's both available on Netflix. Yeah. So if anybody has not checked out the Cobra Kai on Netflix, it's well worth it.
I love it. It's so good.
It's probably, you know, talking about like when we were talking about Bill and Ted, about like unneeded sequels and, you know, like milking a franchise. I feel like they did it so well.
I feel like they did too. They don't get the it's good for what it is. It's just good.
It's just good. And it tells the other side of the story. You know?
I think it was really nice, you know, because they fought because, you know, the one kid was in this big mansion. And then you got Daniel's son who was, lived with his mom. Living in this little ass apartment, and then they go back to the apartment, and he was like, yeah, it must have been nice living in that big house, and he's like, my stepdad was an asshole. So it's like, it's nice that they get to come to a point where it's like, okay, maybe we weren't so bad.
Yeah,
we
had more in common than we thought. Layers, though, man.
Sure.
They're never going to be friends, man.
Oh, fuck no.
Johnny ain't never going to be his friend.
No.
Best part about watching it, though, was the fucking song, man. That's one of my favorite soundtrack songs from Karate Kid. I'll use it for out music.
Okay.
I'll use it for out music for anyone that doesn't know. Fucking banned from the 80s called Commuter, if you're wondering.
Trying to get you to sing it.
I'm not singing that shit. Staying over in the same part of the bay, we're in Largo, where a Florida woman accused of attacking her father due to his relentless farting.
I just don't understand it at all.
I've never...
It'd be like me attacking you for your relentless snoring.
I was trying to find a way to bring that into the equation here, because it just happened last night, and I was so annoyed with you, because I went to bed, you were watching TV, and I went to sleep before you were done watching TV, and I fell right asleep. I was actually telling somebody this today.
You always fall right asleep.
I fell right asleep. I hate it. I put my fucking Beats in, and I'm off into La La Land. No,
you put your headband on.
Whatever. Don't hate on me. Fucking headband. Salt my game. I'm fucking living in comfort, getting binaural beats, getting my brain programmed. I'm ascending. You can fucking stay down here and fucking toil in the fucking mortal realm. I'm ascending, goddamn it.
Ain't going nowhere.
Any fucking way. I'm asleep for what? Maybe 10 minutes? Get fucking shake. Wake up. You're snoring. All right. Fucking adjust. Go back to sleep.
You're snoring so loud I can't hear the TV.
Go back to sleep for what? Maybe 5 minutes?
I don't know.
10 minutes?
Stop snoring.
I'm like, you know what? Hey, check it out. If you wake me up every 10 fucking minutes, what are we doing here?
You're not like, what do you want me to do? I'm like, roll on your side. And then you didn't snore at all.
Guess what? Guess what I did from 2:30 until 4:45?
Listened to me snore.
Listened to you snore.
And I, what
and
did
guess
I?
Guess what I did?
What did I tell you?
What?
What'd Why you tell didn't me? You wake me?
Because, one, I'm a better person than you.
Nope, that's
Two,
not true.
Two, I'm a fucking G.
Nope.
All right? I take that shit like a goddamn soldier.
Yeah, that's why you were up for over two hours.
Yeah, like a motherfucking soldier.
If you were such a soldier, you would have fallen right back asleep, asshole.
No.
You should have just woke me up and been... Nope.
Listen.
Mm-mm, not listening.
Fuck you. I'm better. All right? That's why.
At what? Being a jerk? Yes.
I'm a better partner.
A what?
I'm a better partner.
You should just wake me up.
Before you go-go.
Oh, God.
Largo, Florida. We got Nicole.
Oh, Jesus.
Dozois? Maybe she's French. Dozois.
Nicole's one of those names, too, where you don't know what you're getting.
It's a mixed bag.
It's definitely a mixed bag.
Dozois. How do you pronounce that?
Doz what?
Ois.
Dozois.
I say Dozois.
Maybe
that's Dozois. 40 lives with
Cajun.
She's 40 and she lives with her 59-year-old father. And it says she raised a stink about his noxious emissions. About
she's how old?
40.
And she lives with her 50-year-old father.
59.
Oh, okay.
59.
I'm like, that doesn't make
it. It's the South, but it's not the deep 10? South.
Okay. God dang. Having him young over there.
Says she raised a stink about his noxious emissions.
About his stink?
Yeah.
Raised a stink about
such,
his stink?
Such colorful writing, you know?
I'd be like, bitch, move out.
She allegedly punched him in the face, quote, numerous times, according to the affidavit, which cited a police report. Responding officers found the victim with, quote, a bloody left eye and scratches all over his neck as a result.
He's probably farting at her out of spite, like you not waking me up for snoring out of spite. Because she's like, stop farting your ass thing. And he's like, fuck you, bitch.
As the dad, I don't know. As the dad, you might be right. He might be like, fuck you, this is my trailer. You know,
open a window, dummy.
Why don't you take a hike, bitch?
Right.
Go down to the beer shed, fucker. Dozois was released without bail after being arrested for domestic battery and booked into county jail. She pleaded not guilty to the misdemeanor charge, and the judge ordered her to stay away from her gassy dad.
How do you plead not guilty when you obviously did it?
Yeah, right. I don't know, man. I don't know how.
He punched himself in the eye. I didn't do it.
I don't know how the legal system works. Or doesn't Shittily. Work. Or doesn't work. Yeah. Whatever you choose to narrate your point. Do you have anything else?
No, I just. Even if. Maybe because she lived with her dad for so long, but I can never punch my dad like that.
I could probably punch my dad.
Well, we had different upbringing. Didn't we?
I could probably punch my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't feel good about it, though.
Well, that's good to know.
Because well,
you're such a good person, way better.
I am way better than me. Yeah, I'm trying. You're not. You're like, fuck it. I'm accepting my station in life where I'm like, fuck that shit.
I feel like I'm the reason anything good happens to us. Because I am just a ball of positivity.
How dare you? Mm-hmm. How dare you? Where do you get off?
Person.
Where do you fucking get off with your nonsense that you're spewing on this hashtag no offense show?
I just know what I do.
I guess, man. I guess. You're out of pocket.
The most recent thing I did was when I went and bought the kids' shoes, I donated for a pair of shoes for kids in need.
You can't buy your way.
I buy my way through everything.
No.
School.
No.
Charity.
You can't do that. Okay? Nice, you got to put in the work. You got to fucking put in the work.
I do. I work every day so I can give money to people that need it.
But see, you're already missing the point. I'm talking about the bigger picture, and you're talking about the fucking material world.
A lot of people need materials.
Whatever, Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
Do you got anything else? We're busting out this late one. I don't know if you had anything else to bring to the table on this shortened week.
No, all I had were pig brain chips and... Sounds like a delicacy.
Yeah, pig brain chips.
That was it.
All right, cool. Well, I'm glad we decided to bust one out.
Yeah, it's fine. It's nice to do this. I mean, it sucks because sometimes you feel like it's a chore, but I feel like when it's just on the fly like today, it's better because it doesn't feel so much like we have to.
Yeah, well, I mean, anything that becomes a job, you know, tends to start sucking. That's not that true. This ever sucks, but it does tend to feel like a job sometimes. And,
right.
You know. I'm not one to even want to work one job, let alone two jobs.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
But we said it before, like, if something happens and we didn't do this show, at least you'd still have other stuff that you could do, because I know you really do enjoy doing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, and I was thinking about this. I was actually scrolling back through our old Instagram posts, and I saw the episode that you did by yourself when I was in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about that, too. I was like, you know, if I just was, if I was part of Creatures or whatever, and this ran its course, and we didn't do this anymore, if you would do your own thing.
I don't know. Maybe once in a while, but it wouldn't be consistent.
Or if you would team up with somebody else.
If I did my own show, I'd get myself in trouble because there's nobody to check me about what I say.
You're very willy-nilly with name drops. And a lot of people don't... how do I say this? A lot of people aren't as upfront and forthcoming as we are. We share everything. And, I mean, a lot of people like that and some people don't. And, I mean, whatever. I mean, it is what it is. That's our flavor.
Right.
A lot of people don't like their shit being put out there. And you're just like, I don't care. It happened and you was in my life. And this is your full government name. And this mm-hmm. is where you live. And
I mean, if somebody were to talk about me like that, it'd be fine. I have nothing to hide.
Well, exactly. And that's how you feel about it. But mm-hmm. not everybody does. A lot of people do tend to have things to hide, you know. And that's, in my opinion, part of the problem with the world right now. But, you know, it's right. a little late in the fourth quarter for that fucking conversation.
Speaking of fourth quarter,
what?
I'm excited because Notre Dame's going to be playing this year.
They play every year. They're a professional team.
Well, I know, but a lot of the Big Ten teams are choosing not to play.
No, they're not in the Big Ten.
I know that. That's so why I'm saying that they're playing.
Yeah, they're playing. They're fucking Catholic. Them Catholics ain't going to lose the opportunity for his fucking money.
They're like, if I'm going to go, it's God wants me to die. So I'm going to play football, God damn it.
I guess. Now, they're only letting... I don't know how the NCAA is... It's a fucking mess because certain teams aren't playing right. and certain teams are playing. And it's a fucking mess. And they're not allowing anybody there. The NFL is supposed to start in a week. Right. I don't know what's happening with that. It's... I was telling Riley, I said, this is the first time in 20 years I got no desire to play fantasy football. I don't care about sports. I mean, the Lightning just knocked off the Bruins. You know, we talked about it with Riley. They were starting the playoffs. And I mm-hmm. said, hey, let's make a bet. And we never talked about it. And then, I mean, before I could even come back to the mic again, the series is over. We fucking bounced them already. The Lightning are fucking 2.5 rings is over there in his castle right now, dancing a goddamn jig. He's super happy, you know, I could care less, you know, like he hit me up about it. He's like, oh man, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't know what it is, dude. I don't feel it, dude. I don't feel it right now.
It's different.
It's just different right now. I'm not into it.
Yeah.
I'm not into it. What can I tell you? I don't know. Why don't you tell the listeners about our friends?
You can listen to our friends, The Plunge. You can listen to Hood Diner. You can listen to Shit Happens When You Party Naked. You can listen to Failing Hollywood. And is there another one?
Yeah, there is.
Oh my God. Adam's going to kill me. Sam PC, all on whatever platform you're listening to. And you can also find original content on the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
InnerCirclePN.com.
InnerCirclePN.com.
All those ships that she just mentioned are part of the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Listen to Creatures, Sports.
Fucking gang. Yeah, the Creatures is... got a new episode out since our last episode. Mm-hmm. Go definitely check that out. It was a very personal episode for Adam and myself. You know, we shared a lot of stories on there that kind of make us sound like weirdos. But, I mean, that's what Creatures is all about.
Weirdos. So it's okay.
That's what Creatures is all about. So definitely check that out. It's a passion project. I love doing that shit with those guys. Mm-hmm. And our next episode's going to actually be on 9/11. So, I mean,
that's a big conspiracy.
Stay tuned for that one. Check us out on 9/11 about 9/11.
Mm-hmm. Live on Facebook.
Live on Facebook and the YouTube. Sweet. Which leads me to our next point of business. Get at all the social platforms, please. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. And subscribe. Because it helps us. Especially the YouTube and the Facebook pages. When you like them and you subscribe to them, then you get notified when we do go live. And we're going live a lot more, not just us. Creatures goes live, Plunge goes live, Jason at Party Naked goes live. Like, mm-hmm. We've got the capabilities now, and we're doing more videos. So definitely please get on those platforms and subscribe. Like, share the post. Do the thing, man. Show support. We're all out here and we're grinding, man. And we can't do it without you. So if you dig us, then goddamn it, tell a friend.
Let us know.
Tell a fucking friend. Yeah, and let us know. I'm thinking next episode is 150.
Oh, wow.
The next one we do. And it's just kind of a soft milestone, right? You know, all those round numbers, 50, 100, 150. Sure. Maybe we'll do something special. Maybe we'll do like a call-in show. We haven't done a call-in show in a while.
That's true.
I don't know. We'll maybe we won't, so don't expect it. But mm-hmm. If we do, check out those social media avenues for information on when we will be going live.
Okay.
This young lady is the Duchess Wetzky.
You're the real Wetzky everywhere.
Yes, I am. And this has been another episode of Hashtag No Offense. So.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, fuck you, Kyle.
Sorry, we're late.
Thought you lost, just staring back at you.